This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live, launching into the third hour of the program. You can bring up anything that you want. The overarching topic tonight has been the government shutdown, partial shutdown, that is affecting about 800,000 federal employees. Half of them are being told to stay home, and that they'll get paid once the government starts up again for the time they got to stay home. The other half is being told, you got to come to work, and then we'll pay you once the government starts up again. Now, Trump has said publicly that this could last for months, maybe even years, which of course means that this is going to be a major stare down between Trump and the people in Congress, who obviously, you know, they claim they want to get these government jobs back to being paid, but Trump is putting his feet, you know, putting his foot down and saying, I'm not going to sign these budgets unless you give me the $5 billion for the wall. Now, I want to be clear. I'm against the wall, and I'm not a fan of Trump, but I'm also not a fan of Congress either. So whenever it is the government shuts down, I always have to applaud. And it's interesting to...
Trump's taking credit for it.
I mean, it was funny the first time, but it's since it's not actually
shut Clinton?
Down... Well, the first it was funny the first time I was aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
I was probably too young under Clinton.
Yeah.
But
so the Obama one?
That's the first time I became aware of it.
That was amusing, but it's kind of just like it's telling the same joke every year at this point. Like, because nothing's actually shutting down.
But yeah,
the
they are
still
actually.
There.
Well, the government's still there, but a portion of it is shut down. I mean, there are government bureaucracies. Like, you can't get a passport right now, apparently, for instance, because that's one of the offices that that has been closed, where the bureaucrats, they're not working. But the government parks also shut down. However, the difference, we just heard from Jess Mears from the Libertarian Party, they went to the National Mall to do a litter pickup over the weekend, and they didn't see any kind of barriers. And we had another guy call in recently about the same question of, it seems like this time they're not spending the time and money to put up the barriers.
Well, because they're not having camera crews out there.
No, they've had camera crews out there. They absolutely have. But they're just, for whatever reason, maybe it's Trump. Maybe there's a difference between how the shutdown goes under Trump versus how it went
really
under
difficult
Obama.
It's to keep people out of a federal park if they really wanted to get in.
No doubt. But this they spent time and money on it before.
This is my speculation, is that the Obama administration wanted you to believe that the government was necessary. The Trump administration realizes that some of his base is like, yeah, let's keep it shut down longer. Right? So Trump says, well, why would you employ people to put up barriers so that there are barriers when the employed people aren't working? It makes no sense.
It's hard to imagine it came down from that high up, but it could have.
Well, I mean,
something like this, because, the president doesn't usually dictate where barriers go in parks, but when we get to this extreme level of pettiness, yes, the president can absolutely be like, put a barrier there.
Or
right.
Don't.
I mean, I'm sorry, under Obama, it was laughable that there were armed guards guarding a shut down, park because of... necessary, whatever. I mean, that was just absolutely laughable. However, I would say this about the government shutdown. If we're talking about $5 billion, that's not even real money in Washington terms. That's just crap money.
Yeah.
Can't Trump just say, okay, Department of Border Patrol, the Border Patrol folks, you're going to allocate $1 billion of your dollars to building a structure along a barrier along the wall.
That money's already been allocated for other things.
They've
got to pay their bureaucrats.
Reallocate.
Well, they're not going to do that. But Trump did say that he might do a national emergency, and then he claims that that would allow him to use the Department of Defense budget to build the wall.
I wouldn't doubt that either.
So we got more here. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. Where we started the show was the story about the Bureau of Prisons and how their bureaucrats are frustrated. They're angry. They're showing up at one of the worst, most thankless jobs in the realm of the government, and many of them are not wanting to keep coming into work. So what happens if there aren't enough jailers? What happens if enough of those people call out to where they're down to half staff? What does that look like?
I know they don't let the convicts out.
We go to David, though. He's on the line in Albuquerque. David, go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, La Cosa Nostra, meaning our government. Mark, you remember from last night, I was brought up one point. Another point in that same conversation is, for instance, and this is, I don't mean that people can't use it. This is my work product. I'm just claiming credit for it because I haven't heard anybody else say this before. I'm not trying to prevent anybody else from using it. But this, for instance, when I was arrested recently on a warrant for failure to appear for a summons I never got because of a clerical error on the part of the government, the charge was for using a telephone to threaten, harass, offend, annoy, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And it came in as it's a violation of 30-20-12 New Mexico statutes. And it was written up as a DV as opposed to a CR, meaning criminal, a domestic violence as opposed to criminal. So that leaves one. I haven't yet in the process got them to confirm whether they...
Hold on, just before you go on here, are you referring to when you had apparently called into a local radio show from the college? Is that what the arrest was regarding?
Yeah, the arrest was, I had been, just like I call your program, I mean, the only reason
And that's considered domestic violence under their system? A domestic violence case?
That's what they charged me with, and I don't remember having sex with any of those people.
Well, what does that mean, Melanie? I mean, how can you get a domestic violence charge?
Domestic violence can also be a family member. So if you beat up your sister, that's...
But he called
violence.
A radio show. Like,
right,
have you ever
I called
heard
a radio station.
Stranger is not domestic violence.
It wasn't your mom that
but
was
you don't
answering
have
the phones,
to sleep
right?
With them, so.
It wasn't
right.
Your mom
Let me save you some time when I said I'm having fun at their expense since they're doing this to me. I'm going to have some fun with it. When I said I don't recall, and I'll say this in a courtroom, I don't recall having sex, Your Honor, with any of the people at the radio station, or any of the other definitions of domestic relations. I don't recall having any of those types of relationships either. So the question that I was proposing was, and there's actually a deeper issue, but to answer your question, the question I'm asking is, you're charging with domestic violence. So are you making a clerical error? In other words, you screwed up again, government?
Yeah,
or
sure.
Are you being or are you being malicious in attempting to charge me with a domestic violence when it should more properly be simply a criminal charge as opposed to a DV charge?
Yeah, and isn't this is the charge criminal harassment? What's the actual charge called?
It's, like I said, 30-20-12, and it's using the telephone. It's one sentence, using the telephone to threaten, annoy, harass.
I see.
And something. I can never remember the stupid words they use.
So the phone version of criminal harassment, basically. Because
right.
Basically, criminal harassment is when somebody tells you, so-and-so, I don't want you to call me ever again, or, you know, I don't want to ever, you know, talk to you or talk to me ever again. And then if you
probably
keep
shouldn't
to
run
me,
a radio program that's owned by the state of New Mexico and then solicit calls if you don't want somebody to call you, though.
Yeah, but so your question is, since you've had a history, a domestic history, not with violence necessarily, but you know, there's a divorce, there's kids, and you've called about this in the past for listeners just tuning in, but you've had this history, so your question is this bureaucrat who made this filing making a mistake on purpose, or did they just accidentally put in domestic violence as the category instead of criminal?
Right. And one would, a normal, reasonable person would think if it was just a clerical error, but it's rather a gross error to make such an error. So that makes one like myself, who's been kicked around by La Cosa Nostra, meaning our government, for the last, well, for all my life, but the last decade especially, makes me wonder if they did it on purpose.
Yeah.
And now we're getting somewhere, because why would they do that on purpose? Well, there, whatever legislation it was in the recent past that attached the forfeiture of your Second Amendment enumerated right to firearms.
Because it's domestic violence.
Because it's domestic violence. And so did they do that on purpose in order to screw with me one level deeper than a simple criminal
My
charge?
My guess is yes.
Yeah,
I had to make a guess.
That's an excellent question, David, and I thank you for calling to share the update on that situation. His argument had been in the past that The board operator or whoever the phone screener was at that radio show didn't want him to call back, and he did, apparently. But his argument is it's public property. You know, how can they ban him from a show that's being run by a public radio station at a public college?
With tax money.
And it's an interesting argument. Thank you for the call. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Speaking of radio stations, I've got to announce our third and final set of existing stations that are coming on board for weeknights starting tonight. Coming up.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash is building a foundation that can support daily transactions for people everywhere. One feature that sets Smart Cash apart is the Smart Hive governance model and how the community can vote to fund the best projects with block rewards stored in the Smart Hive project treasury. Unlike other cryptocurrencies with voting systems, Smart Cash allows everyone to participate. One smart equals one vote. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and bring up what you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. We've been welcoming our existing weekend affiliates, some of them longtime weekend affiliates. In fact, KBKW in Aberdeen, Washington, has been on board with Free Talk Live since 2009, so almost a decade. It was late 2009 when they came on board, so they'll be celebrating their first decade with Free Talk Live later this year. And if you're listening in Aberdeen, you're now hearing us on weekdays. And we're afternoon drive over there, or I guess early evening drive. We are just right now it's the 1 hour after the 5 o'clock. So it's the 6 p.m. hour there on the Pacific time zone. And so welcome if you're driving home, listening to Free Talk Live maybe for the first time. Because not everybody that listens, you know, as much as radio stations would like their weekday listeners to listen on the weekends. Not everybody does listen on the weekends, so it may be many of your first times hearing the show here tonight. So welcome if you're on AM, on AM 1450, or on their FM side. They've got what they call in the business an FM translator at 100.5 FM there in Aberdeen, so on both AM and FM. And for the three of you that have HD radios, you might be listening on their HD channel on KSWW HD4. So there's three whole signals that we're on there now on weeknights, so welcome aboard. It is open phones every single night here. You guys are going to be tuning in for our third and final hour of our weekday show every weekday. So welcome. You can really take control of the airwaves. You can really bring up anything that you want to discuss. And if you're just tuning in, at the beginning of the show, we'd started a piece from NBC News, and we've just been, you know, all over the place, calls coming in. We haven't even really gotten into the meat of the discussion, which, you know, I really wanted to get to this question of what happens when these government bureaucrats for the Bureau of Prisons, there are 36,000 of these Bureau of Prisons employees, what is it that they're going to do when a number of them start calling out? Because we got the news over the weekend, the TSA has been calling out, because these are bureaucrats who are working but not getting paid. This coming Friday, if the government's still partially shut down, as it has been for the last 2 weeks, if it's still shut down on Friday, there's not going to be a paycheck. So many of the TSA employees have been calling out sick, saying they're not coming in. How long can that go for with the Bureau of Prisons? It's one thing at the airports. That's no big deal. I mean, whatever. You're just shuffling people through a line, and you know they can lose some amount of bureaucrats there. In the prisons? Those guys got to get fed.
Yeah, I mean, you'd certainly have to have a certain amount of officers to run a prison.
Right.
And you can't shut it down.
No, you can't just open the doors and say, well, guys, you're out early. Unless the judges actually start releasing people, unless it gets so bad, and this is such a protracted shutdown that it forces them to release people early. Like, we don't have enough people to actually keep you here, so we're just going to cut it down to the actual people who should be in prison. Because a good chunk of the federal prison population are peaceful people who've never harmed another human being. There's people in there like Ross Ulbricht, who ran a website. He ran the Silk Road, the world's first and most notorious underground marketplace. He's in federal prison for 2 life sentences plus 40 years.
Yeah, he's going to be there for a while.
Around 90% is drug-related crimes, and that's just drug-related crimes. There are other victimless crimes.
There are a lot of them, exactly. So, you know, I mean, this seems like a ridiculous proposal, but what if they did that? I mean, if it's months into this thing and they're down to a quarter of their staff, how long would you go for if you weren't getting paid? At a job you loved, how long would you do it?
It's not even necessarily how long would you do it. It's like, how long can you do it?
Well, there's
like,
that, too.
You have to eat. You have to pay rent or mortgage or whatever. Like,
exactly. The longer this goes.
At some point, you're going to have to go.
Now, there is the unemployment answer, which somebody had suggested.
But they're not unemployed.
Somebody said, I don't know if it was you, Mark, but somebody said on the air that you can get unemployment for a furlough in some states. That if you are not getting paid by your job, but you still have the job, you can still collect unemployment, even though you may, in some states, you may have to pay it back.
That sounds right.
Yeah, you may have to pay it back.
Okay.
But again, each state is different based on whatever unemployment rules they've got. So the story coming out of NBC News that bureaucrats are upset, the bureaucrats that have a union, the American Federation of Government Employees, and had written a letter about this saying that inmates were mocking the demoralized prison staffers while feasting on their New Year's Day lunch of grilled steak, garlic macaroni biscuits, and assorted holiday pies. Quote, they're getting a lavish meal, and we are working the holidays away from our families, wondering if we can pay the rent or make it home, he said. Case manager at the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn expressed a similar frustration, saying, they're more worried about appeasing these inmates than making sure we get paid, said the bureaucrat, who worked on Christmas and New Year's Day when inmates chowed down on Cornish hen and roast beef with macaroni and cheese and Boston cream pie and other treats for dessert. Quote, a lot of the staff were upset over the fact that we don't know where our next meal is going to come from. And these inmates were served so much food, they were able to get on the serving line twice. So
you know what? I just really feel like if a guard wanted to, even if, whether they're supposed to or not, if they wanted to get in line and swipe a plate.
Get another plate.
Get in line and swipe a plate.
Easy.
I'm like, no.
They can have as much as they want, the guards.
The guards' meals were $1 when I was working at the staff canteen and Brevard Correctional Institution.
They made the guards pay for their meals?
In some cases,
interesting.
Yep. A lot of times they come up and want a free meal from me, and I'd always give it to them.
Mm-hmm. There are legal reasons for that.
It's ridiculous to have an inmate in charge of collecting the money from the guards. I mean, this is even like, you know, there's no opacity to this at all. I mean, it's clearly transparent.
Yeah, but if they wanted to walk up and take a plate, I don't think anybody's going to stop them.
Nope.
I mean, especially if all that food's there, like you say.
All right, so they do explain the meals here, Mark. The Bureau of Prisons said in a statement that holiday meals are, quote, planned weeks in advance, including, as happened here, in advance of the government shutdown. The special dinners are served on the holidays to, quote, promote morale for the inmate population because they're separated from their families. The statement said further, on Christmas, a facility may serve a special meat choice, such as Cornish hen or a special dessert. So that, again, affirms what we talked about earlier, where in many facilities, federal prisons included, the quality of the meal does rise on a holiday like a Christmas. We were confirmed
that. Yeah, it's not like canned Cornish hen.
We were confirmed that by it happened in state prison here in New Hampshire. Unfortunately, Mark, for you, it didn't really happen down in Florida, and it sounds like you're still upset about that.
They certainly raise the quantity, and you could go through sometimes in two times. Yeah.
One of the bureaucrats, the national president of prison locals, said it was, quote, despicable for the federal government to serve up choice meals to inmates while forcing staffers to forego their pay and vacations. He said further, quote, imagine doing that at a time when you've got staff who can't put food on the table or put gas in the car. You imagine what that does to the morale. We are the collateral damage as a result of their politics. And that's definitely true. I mean, these government bureaucrats are essentially a political football. How's it feel, guys? How's it feel to know that your job can easily just have its paycheck disappear from you? I mean, a lot of people go work for the government thinking it's guaranteed money. If you work for the government, they've got the taxing power behind them, right? So it's not like when you go to work for Kmart, Kmart goes out of business. You know, Sears is almost out of business at this point. They just barely got
saved. Kmart fires you, they have the decency to, like, not demand you keep coming to work.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. There's more coming up here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. But the government shutdown, if you want to weigh in, you can on the radio with us. This is Free Talk Live.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The partial government shutdown is continuing,
It's now in its third week. The president has taken his case for border wall funding directly to the American people with a primetime address on Tuesday night. He says his speech will address the humanitarian and national security crisis on the southern border. The announcement comes as Mr. Trump considers declaring a national emergency to build the wall using unspent military construction funds. The president intends to travel to the border on Thursday, but there's no word on any further scheduled talks with Democrats to end the partial shutdown. With paychecks frozen, some federal employees are not showing up for work, including employees like TSA airport checkpoints. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want right here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. We're going to get to one of those calls here in just a moment over at discord.lrn.fm. But I do want you to know about Smart Cash, which is a brand-new sponsor here at Free Talk Live, and they're really doing a big blast out into the world of libertarian talk, not just Free Talk Live, but Darrell W. Perry's got his newscast sponsored by Smart Cash. Ben Swan, Reality Check, sponsored by Smart Cash.
Lava Flow.
Even Adam Kokesh's arrest video was sponsored by Smart Cash. We'll be talking with Adam tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, as unless something unexpected happens, he gets arrested again or
yeah,
something.
God knows.
But
is that unexpected?
With Adam, no, not really. Which is one of the reasons why I love him. He's a brave guy, and he's willing to put himself in harm's way for more freedom, and I appreciate the work that he does. So we'll have him on tomorrow. SmartCash.cc is where you can go to learn more about Smart Cash. They've got some special things that set them apart, because there's a lot of cryptocurrencies out there in the world. Last time I checked a couple days ago, there were over 2,000 cryptocurrencies listed at CoinMarketCap.com. Smart Cash is in the top 200 of those 2,000. I think it's like 100 and something. Yeah, I'd have to check. I don't want to speculate. It's in the hundreds somewhere. And so they're new. It's one of the newer cryptos. They've come up with some pretty cool ideas. Like, here's an idea. You, as a Smart Cash holder, if you have at least one, and Daryl says even if it's less than one, but I don't know how you could even get less than one Smart Cash. It's only 1.6 or 1.7 cents or something like that per Smart Cash. If you have at least one Smart Cash, you can vote. on the smart cash proposals. So you don't have to have a certain minimum number of smart cash to participate in their online voting system to help govern the smart cash system and the money that they spend on
things. It also has sort of a savings account built in to it.
That smart rewards.
Yeah, you get, if you don't spend your smart cash over a certain period of time and don't, you know, no withdrawals from a particular account,
right,
then you'll get extra money.
Now, for that one, you do have to have 1,000 smart cash in that wallet in order to qualify for the smart rewards. But, I mean, if we're talking about something that is under 2 cents a piece, that's $20 worth of smart cash at the moment.
You can do it!
But remember, Mark, remember when we, you know, years ago, we had this guy from Dash on from, you know, one of the earlier Bitcoin conferences we went to, the founder of Dash. We had him on our show, and my attitude was like, oh, yeah. Here's another one of these Bitcoin wannabes. Okay, what you got there, dude? And, you know, we gave him an interview, and we talked about Dash, but, you know, you and I didn't run out and get a masternode, because at that time, the Dash masternode would have cost us probably about $20 or something like that to get 1,000 Dash. In this case, $20 gets you 1,000, you know, smart cash, and that can immediately earn you these smart rewards. Well, I guess not immediately. You have to wait about a month, essentially, for a certain time frame to pass. And like you said, you can't spend from that wallet. So you just have two wallets. You have one that's a savings wallet, and then you have another one that is your spending wallet that you can spend out of, and you're good to go. Check it out over at smartcash.cc. They're doing some pretty cool stuff over there, and we've just barely scratched the surface of it for you right here. That's smartcash.cc. As we continue here, just a couple more comments, and then we go right to your calls and thoughts. The federal prison workers not so happy about having to come to work and not getting a paycheck likely at the end of this week if this government shutdown continues. Some federal prison workers, according to NBC, bracing to go without their next paycheck, have taken second jobs to make ends meet. Instead of returning home after his shift at FCI Mendota in California, Aaron McLothan has been spending many of his nights picking up fares while driving for Uber. He says, I never wanted to drive an Uber, but I don't know if I'm going to get a paycheck at the prison, and so I have no choice. He says, it's rather embarrassing for me. Not everyone has a large savings. Some people live paycheck to paycheck. I'm one of them.
Well, he says it like it's an inherent characteristic that you inherit and not
and you can't rise above.
That he took.
Yeah. For Dwayne Bautista, a correctional officer at FDC Honolulu and a local union president, the financial consequences of the shutdown are not his only concern. The 16-year veteran worries that the closing down of the government will endanger the safety of the prison workers. With some staffers calling in sick, a skeleton crew has been forced to run all of the facility's normal operations. So they're already getting sick call-ins from the Bureau of Prisons.
Isn't that the other officers putting the staff in danger?
Technically, that would be them, yeah. In some cases, Bautista said workers are doing 16-hour shifts. He says these guys are going to get burnt out and might make bad decisions. Working over 16 hours on a day-to-day basis is unhealthy. I'm just hoping this government opens up. But what if it continues? What if Trump really does? What if Trump's not just looking to beat the record by one day? Because he wants to do everything big, right? He's Trump. You know, what if he really wants to hold this record of the longest government shutdown? Now, that's secretly.
Well, he holds it long enough that people will. It'll actually shut down because people won't be able to come to work and not get
right.
paid.
So what happens then, especially in the case of prisons? I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know. It's a very interesting question.
I keep wondering what's going to happen, but he'll probably just declare victory and say that that they promised him whatever he wants to say they promised him.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be like, no, we didn't do that. What? And then he'll just, you know, he'll just do whatever he wants.
I'm very interested to see how this plays out. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We got Gene, the Christian anarchist, on the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. Go ahead, Gene.
Ni hao from Wuhan, China.
Oh, hey, you sound loud and clear. Sound better from China than our caller earlier from Michigan did.
The internet is working quite well.
Do you want a VPN to call us?
Currently, I'm not, unless it's built into the AT&T phone system, because I have the AT&T international plan.
Huh.
And it does not seem to be censored at all in
really?
China. I can get YouTube. I can get on everything.
Wow.
As long as I'm... And this is not a plug for AT&T, by the way.
Okay.
I'm not pushing AT&T.
Well, because you had told us, you've called from China before, for listeners who are new to the show, and we got a lot of them tonight because a bunch of our weekend radio stations are
taking. About 14 years ago was the first time.
Yeah, you've called from China often, and you told us, I think in the past, that Free Talk Live's website was one of the ones you could not access through Chinese internet.
No, actually, I always was able to access it.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I apologize. I misremembered.
Google, I couldn't get on, and YouTube, I couldn't get on, and
Facebook enough,
and Twitter and all those.
Thank goodness.
Yeah,
but
the Chinese
they missed you guys.
Yeah, they must have must be overlooked.
Google and YouTube are CIA shell corps, so maybe it's just you can't access U.S. government websites.
Well, they're working with the CIA, they're working with Google to launch a special Chinese version of Google, although Google's now claiming that's on the shelf and they're not doing anything with it. But
no,
they can't get engineers to work on it.
So what were you calling about? How's your experience going out there?
That's going well. I was concerned about this trip because I figured, they've been clamping down a lot more on the internet since I was last here, and I thought I wasn't going to be able to access anything, but fortunately, talk is cheap and actions take time and money, and they're not quite able to block everything.
Nice.
So, but I've been driving around in China. I posted a clip on YouTube about how to do a U-turn in a Chinese traffic jam. Mm. And I posted a couple pictures on the Discord about the place where I'm at currently in Wuhan. So, and excuse my voice, by the way. I didn't call in yesterday because I actually couldn't talk.
Wow. That's a pretty good turnaround from that.
Yeah. So I still sound a little hoarse. I have a cold, and the smog doesn't help. You know, the smog
is very bad. So that's the thing? What part did you say? Wuhan?
Wuhan, China. It's kind of in the belly of the chicken. If you look at China as a big chicken,
okay.
Wuhan is kind of in the belly of the chicken.
Hmm.
I've never thought of China as a big chicken.
They probably don't want you to think that either.
It's the best chicken.
It's a big steel industry. There's a lot of steel industry and automotive manufacturing here, and the pollution is very, very bad. People don't know what bad pollution is until you come to China.
Really?
Life goes on. The birds still sing, and the vegetation still grows, and it's not the end of the world.
Well, thank you for the China update, Gene. Was there something else that you wanted to tell us besides the weather report and the internet report?
Well, I'd like to tell you about a conversation I had with a guy from Iran yesterday.
Yeah, I want to hear about that. Stand by. We're with Gene the Christian Anarchist. He is all the way halfway across the world in China, and we got more on the way. Maybe time for you if you join us now. It's Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? And I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in economic collapse or grid down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. freeescapebook.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon top choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite feeds our body with the right nutrients to keep us healthy. Just listen to what Arthur has to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about, 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. Enough time. If you want to get on the line with us, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And big thanks to Juggalo Ken. He is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier, somebody who has backed up the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And that is a way for you to help Free Talk Live for $5 a month. You can use credit card, PayPal. You can use Bitcoin BTC. Donate that via amp.freetalklive.com, and you'll get access to some cool perks, some bonuses, benefits, like access to the AMP-only or the contributors-only discussion chat rooms on our Discord server, and there's also the AMP-only Facebook group, into which, by the way, Mark, you have posted a poll today. You posted it this afternoon.
Yep.
About your hair color, and what had happened was you're going gray, right? So, but to
it was extraneous information, but yes,
anyone watching can see that over at twitch.lrn.fm.
Certainly they can.
But anyway, you had made a promise over the holiday season when we were doing a fundraiser for there's an orphanage in Uganda that our listeners helped build over a year ago, I think, at this point. And they are now we're teaming up with them again to help them buy some property, basically.
Right, some land so they can do some farming, right. Pay for their, get some food and pay for their school fees.
And so there's this big fundraiser. We were looking to raise over $30,000 in order to do this. And you made a promise that you would allow your hair to be dyed some radical color if we reached a fundraiser in a certain amount of time. We didn't make it in a certain amount, in that certain amount of time, but we did make it pretty soon thereafter, in a very surprising way, and now we've hit the goal. So you're prepared to go to a cryptocurrency accepting salon here in town and have them do a dye job on you. Is this something you've ever done in the history of Mark's hair?
I have. In high school, I bleached parts of my hair out, you know, during the old punk rock days.
Yeah, but yeah. You never dyed it. You just bleached it.
I did dye a portion of it black.
I see.
Yeah.
So never a crazy color or anything like
that.
No,
it seemed pretty crazy. My mother certainly
thought it was crazy at the time. So this will be a first, and we're going to go.
As an adult, I certainly haven't done this.
Right.
Nonsense.
So it's very exciting. You posted a poll in
that
group. I won't
even use Grecian formula. I mean, which
you posted a poll about, well, what color should it be? And I also asked the same question on the Discord in the AMP-only group. So our amplifiers are the ones who've gotten to weigh in on this discussion. It appears that the number one result on your side of things there on Facebook was...
something rainbow and highly gay.
Unfortunately, rainbow is a complex dye job.
I put that up there, and that everybody seems to be enamored with that one.
See, I would have let them make their own...
You are not on Facebook. I would like to put here's what I posted. I said, Ian, whom it's very important to acknowledge, is no longer on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Basically finished off my fundraiser.
I actually wrote an article over at Free Keen about alternatives to Facebook for people that actually want to communicate more effectively with their friends and other activists and stuff.
Yeah.
What was below rainbow?
Rainbow was red, white, and blue mohawk with stars like the NSA dude.
You didn't post that one.
NASA dude.
That wasn't yours. You didn't come up with that.
That was Jackie Mason's, sometime host.
Yep.
And then that's just mean. Why would she do that?
Number three is don't do it, but leave it on the table for the next fundraising goal.
All right. People had a variety of opinions in the Discord chat as well.
I think the funniest one is, since the target date was missed, dye your body hair only. Which is really weird, but it doesn't surprise me.
I don't know if we could put that video on
YouTube. We're not going to do that.
But yeah, I do want to go in at least get some photos, maybe do like a time lapse, maybe get the video, set up a camera and just... you know, as long as they're okay with it, set up a camera and then have, you know, like a quick version of the dye job.
I did find hair, like while doing this, I found hair extensions, which I thought would be more amusing because you can get any color
you want. Hair?
It's synthetic, and then you could, like, you know, do this kind of rainbow thing in the portions of my hair that you could actually put an extension on because the sides.
That's got to be hard to do for a man, right?
To put extensions in?
Yeah.
On this, it wouldn't be that hard. No, I've got like 3 inches on the top.
Okay.
You would be able to do that.
Yeah. I don't know enough how about all that hair stuff works. It's always seemed like a girl thing where they've got extensions.
Right. It's not something that I have a lot of experience with. I'm open to suggestions when we get to the Motosua. Basically, let's be clear here. It's not going to be too long, too many days, certainly not too many weeks before I just zip it all off.
You're going to go bald? Like totally bald?
Well, I'm not. I'm going to find the length that the brown hair
is.
And look for that.
Number one or two or something like that.
Number one or two, yes. I'm going to do number one or two.
Let's go back to Gene the Christian Anarchist. So we'll keep you informed as to how this dye job thing goes on. I think you should keep it all the way through Anarchapulco.
I got a business meeting. It's going to look awful by the end of Anarchapulco.
I don't know. Anyway, let's go ahead. Gene, you're back on with us. You're in China. You had a conversation with somebody from Iran. Go ahead.
Right, and purple. I want to see purple.
All right.
And the basic setup was I drove to the university to pick up my wife and mother-in-law who were there for business. I sat down at McDonald's to have something to eat. While I was sitting there, this guy sat next to me, looked like a Westerner, looked like a what we call a Lao Wai in Chinese, a round eye. And so I said hi to him, and he says hi back and introduces, you know, I find out he's from Iran. And I said, wow, that's interesting. I said, we chit-chatted a little bit, and then I said, you know, I hate all governments equally. So I went right into it, you know.
Right.
I told him how much I hate every government. I said, I hate the Chinese government. I hate my government. I hate your government. I said, that's basically all a big scam for 8,000, 10,000 years. We've been falling for the same scam that the people at the top somehow can rule us people at the bottom. And I told him how I thought the internet was the key to liberty in our generation because we can actually find out the truth that we don't need these people. And, you know, this, I could see the gears turning in this guy's head because obviously I don't know anything about him. He's an Iranian student who's studying here in Wuhan. And, you know, he might be in the military intelligence field or something, studying to do that in Iran. I don't really know. But by the time we got done talking, he was quite friendly with me. And I thought, you know, maybe that's a seed that will do something in Iran in the future that can help people to break away from this this terrible system that we've been suffering under for 8,000 to 10,000 years.
Maybe he's just trying to turn into a spy for his senior thesis.
Well, he's not
going to
succeed.
No, he's not.
Well, you bring up an interesting point. You never know, Gene, what the seeds that you plant will grow into or when they will grow into something. You never know who you're talking to, whether they're going to become the next Ron Paul, the next champion of freedom, getting all kinds of success and attention for the ideas of liberty in the future. You have no idea.
And I never could have met this guy had I not come to China.
Right, because they can't come to the U.S.
No way. Yeah, there's no way he can come to the U.S., and I ain't probably never going to be able to go to Iran.
Right.
So the only way we could meet was right here in that McDonald's in Wuhan, China.
Great story. Thanks for sharing that tonight, Gene.
Sure.
I appreciate it. Gene, the Christian anarchist, all the way from China, although he sounds like he's sitting here in the studio.
Right. Great audio quality.
Great quality there on Discord.
This is what the Discord app will get you if you go to discord.freetalklive.com. It's really not that much more time than even dialing the telephone number, honestly.
Yeah, there's a little setup time. I mean, you do have to get a username and password, and then once you're there, once you're into the server, you're just picking up and joining a room. That's it. Once you get it set up, it's faster than dialing a phone number. So over time, and you sound better. If you sound better, we're more likely to keep you, you know, unless you're terribly boring, in which case you're going to be done. Or if you say the F-bomb like somebody else tried to earlier here tonight, although they weren't, for whatever reason, they weren't calling on Discord. I don't know if they think that it's going to fool us if they call in on the phones.
The Twitch people?
Yeah, the Twitch people. All the Twitch calls tonight were on the phones.
Why would the Twitch use Discord, though?
They have before.
Okay.
They certainly know how to use Discord. The Twitch viewers, a lot of the Twitch, that's how we figured out about Discord was Matt Oblasto, who was kind of my Twitch inspiration here. She's got a Discord. A bunch of these Twitch people have their own Discords for their fans to go and kind of talk to one another on a Discord server. So that's why we started that. And by the way, it's been about a year now since we've had both Twitch and Discord as features that we do here on Free Talk Live. So if you want to watch us, you can do that on our Twitch server. You can go to twitch.lrn.fm. You can follow the channel there. We've got over 600 followers now, so thank you to everybody who's following the channel. That means you get updates whenever it is that we go live on the channel.
I'd like to say I'm really proud of the Twitch people for using a telephone, unlike the rest of your contemporaries that are petrified of the thing, like it rings. And they drop it.
Yeah, they actually speak into a phone,
a phone. Yeah.
That's like not a thing for millennials, although these aren't millennials.
No,
are
they're
they?
Younger than millennials.
They're
that's
zennials.
Why I said contemporaries.
They're zennials, right?
There's no good term at this point.
They have terms. Because they're already naming the other one. The Generation Alpha is the one that's getting born right now. So the Xennials are already through. They're
I'm not sure that's the name that's going to necessarily stick, but we'll see.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows? We're out of time for tonight.
I don't think it's fair to name a generation after the generation before it. That's just gross.
It's boring. It's certainly not creative, right? Generation X, Generation Y, Generation Z, now they're on to A for Alpha. All right, we'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, you can join us over at freetalklive.com. Keep your fingers crossed. More government shut.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.